Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.
While it's not known for it, Kansas is geographically diverse. Hilly and forested in the Northeast, wide open in the Southwest. Lou Ann Stevens recently set out to conquer one of the most extreme points in the state, and she shares it in this month's Hidden Kansas.
I've been preparing for this hike for weeks, and I'm finally about to set out. One last check. Ropes, water, oxygen. Yep, all here. And so I begin my ascent of Mount Sunflower. Okay, it's not exactly a climb, more of a stroll, really. In fact, you can drive right to it. But it is the highest peak in Kansas, nearly 3,000 feet higher in elevation than Wichita, in spite of the fact that there are no mountains in the state. It's enough to bring tourists, the so-called high pointers who visit the highest point in every state, and the explorers, and the merely curious.
It's an adventure.
That's Marcy Penner, director of the Kansas Sampler Foundation. Through the years, she's taken a lot of groups to visit Mount Sunflower.
Our mission is to preserve and sustain rural culture.
It's hard to get more rural than western Kansas, but the openness can be an adventure in itself.
To me, it's just like a freedom of spirit in a way. So you see fewer homesteads, fewer towns. It's just open, and it can be exhilarating if you're in the right frame of mind.
And surprising if you're expecting it to be flat. As you leave I-70, I turned south of Goodland, you soon find yourself on dirt roads. South, then west, then south, over and over. Wide open, but definitely not flat.
This is the High Plains region, and there are the cuts and the bluffs and the twists and the turns.
And in places, the road ripples across the short, steep hills like a ribbon. Finally, after many turns, there's a sign. Mount Sunflower is on private property in the middle of a cow pasture. You have to cross a cattle guard to get there. About a quarter of a mile from the road and up a slight rise is the summit. Owner Ed Harold has created a kind of memorial with signposts and some kitschy art, a sunflower sculpture made of railroad spikes, a mailbox with a notebook you can sign and leave impressions. There's even a little free library.
Ed Harold lives west of Mount Sunflower on their family farm, and he is known by his own doing as the man on the mountain.
And if you're lucky, when you visit, he might be there.
He loves to meet people to catch their surprise at what you'll see at the top of Mount Sunflower. And we had our big Kansas road trip in Sherman, Cheyenne, and Wallace counties, and one thing Ed did was he had golf clubs out at the top and golf balls, and he would give you the opportunity to see if you could hit a golf ball into Colorado.
Ed Harold and his wife Elizabeth enjoy sharing the fun and quirkiness of the memorial and the wide openness of the High Plains.
If you are of the explorer spirit, you will see a vast open sky that just lets your spirit soar.
For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Hidden Kansas is produced at KMUW Studios and is part of the NPR Podcast Network. Each month, Lou Ann Stevens and Becky Tanner explore intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about Mount Sunflower at KMUW.org.